Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the day of Jumu'ah, the month of Muharram, and today is the 6th of Muharram, 1444. Our topic for today, my brothers, is love. Every human being has the capacity to love, but the problem is, whom are we going to love? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us a sequence. First, we love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That you, O people of Iman, every one of us, you must love Almighty Allah intensely and abundantly. Our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our tahajjud, our prayer, our charity, our salat, all are manifestation of our love for our Creator, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You see, Hajj, we're going round the Baytullah, and the people, non-Muslim, don't understand. They say, why do you do this? So simple example we give, when your clothes are dirty, then you place them in the washing machine and it spins and comes out pure and clean. Because of the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we go round and round, and then we are cleansed and purified from our sins. In creation, we must love Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most. Almighty Allah showed us the manner and method of that. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. That if you love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, then you become the beloved of Allah. We become the beloved of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna habba ilayhim yuwalidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. You can never have perfect and complete iman until and unless I, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, am more beloved to you than your own parents, your own family, our wives, our grandchildren, and all humanity put together. So each one of us ask ourselves, that type of love do we really have? We call Ishqun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter we come to the Ahlul Bayt, the family and the household of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Almighty Allah makes mention of this. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Every Nabi whose narrative incident is mentioned in detail in the Noble Quran says, لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I ask you for no reward and no recompense. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. My reward is by Almighty Allah. But in the case of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's an added dimension. قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَبِيبَنَا صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I don't ask you for any reward, recompense. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But you must love my kith and my kin. You must love my honorable wives. You must love my children. You must love my grandchildren. You must love my family, the Muslim family. So that is my topic for today. Take take Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, take Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, take Sayyidina Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu ma. How much do we really know about them? Do we really make them our role models when we interact with our children and grandchildren? It is the second year of the Hijrah. The Muslims ill-equipped. Everything, if you look at it from a logical perspective, in favor of Abu Jahl and his cronies and comrades, approximately 1,000 of them, 17th of Ramadan, Friday, the second year of the Hijrah, and the battle starts. And when the battle is finished, we find that 70 non-Muslims dispatched to the hellfire, including Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham. The Muslims, they were now losing 14 martyrs there in Badr, and 70 non-Muslims taken as captive. It was a game changer. It was something which they could not understand. How our leaders lost this. Abu Lahab was there in Makkah. He died after that out of sadness and grief. We are the superpower, and these people, meaning the Muslims, defeated and humiliated us. Now fast forward. In the month of Ramadan, after the battle of Badr, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who comes to the Master alayhi salatu salam, but because of shame and modesty and haya, he could not even speak properly to the Master alayhi salam. The heba, the waqar, the respect and the honor for the Master alayhi salam. Oh Sayyidina Ali, what have you come for? I think you have come for the hand of my beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. He said, yes. How much do you possess? He said, hardly anything. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, where is that shield I gave you? He said, I have it. He said, go and sell it. Look at Sahaba, their love. He sold it, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala and who bought it, and then gave him the money and returned everything to him. I did it for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are marrying the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Ladli and Sahibzadi. This is in Ramadan, when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is approximately 24, 25 years old between the two, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is 15 and a half years old. In Masjidun Nabawi, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam solemnizes, performs the nikah. This is the second year of the Hijrah after the Battle of Badr. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and whose Milad Mubarak honorable birth takes place. Sayyidina Ali, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what name you gave him? He said, Harb. War, he must be a warrior. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, his name will be Hassan. Then in the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his honorable birth takes place. Then see the action of Nana Jan, of the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his beloved Nawasa and grandsons, Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just give you a few incidents. There's no time, my brothers, to go into detail. In Tirmidhi Sharif it's mentioned, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. For us, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for every Sahabi and companion is non-negotiable. We must show that and display that and believe in that. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, one in the right arm, one in the left arm, Mubarak, embraces them, kisses them, and then recites the following dua. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Ya Allah, I love these grandsons of mine. Fa'ahibbahuma. You love them, O Almighty Allah. Wa'ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. And love the one who loves them as well. Therefore, for us to love the family and the grandchildren, and especially Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma, is compulsory upon us. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivering the khutbah. And what you see? That Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees. Now you must know, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is 8 years old at the time of the demise of the Master alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is 7 years old. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering the khutbah from the minbar and pulpit. and the young children are walking. وَأَلَيْهِمَا أَحْمَرَانْ يَمْشِيَانْ. They had red color clothing on and they fell down and tripped over one another. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the khutbah mubarak, went to pick up the grandchildren and told the sahaba, Sadaqallah, Allah jalla wa ala speaks the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your children, your grandchildren are a trial and test for you. I am the Nabi of Allah. I am Khatamun Nabiyeen, the seal of the prophets. I could not bear and tolerate it. My beloved grandsons have fallen down. I went to pick them up. I embraced them and kissed them. That is the love Almighty Allah instills in the heart of the parents and the grandparents. But these grandchildren were not our grandchildren. These were the beloved grandchildren of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The father Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, who memorized and taught the Ummah 586 ahadith. These were the children of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Oh, you my mothers and sisters listening to this program live on the radio. I give you one incident. And then think how far we have drifted away from the noble example of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. When the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place, obviously when our father, mother passes away, how sad we are. This is the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From all the children, all had passed away. Only Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha passes away after the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, what does she say? She's so sad and she's crying and weeping. Ya Allah, man ajaba rabban da'ah. My father, Ya Abati, oh my beloved father, you have answered the call of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Uban ila Jibrail nan ah, oh Jibrail, we will tell you now. My father, beloved father, has passed away, and now no more wahi will come and revelation will come. Man ila jannatil firdaus ma'wa, his resting place of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the highest stages in Jannah. And then she used to say the poetry, our elder Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and what she said, shubbat alayya masaibu law annaha shubbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such a calamity has befallen me with the demise of my father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is if that calamity had to fall on the days should be transformed into nights. Rabiul Awwal, the Master alayhi salatu salam makes parda. And then 6 months after that, it is the third of Ramadan, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu realizes, it's her time for her demise. She takes a ghusl. She calls her husband Sayyida Ali radiallahu anhu and says, oh Ali radiallahu anhu, you must give me ghusl. Therefore the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, they say, the husband can give the wife ghusl. That's an academic discussion. Thereafter she says, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu, oh Ali, you must perform my janazah salat and then you bury me at night. But before you bury me, my mothers and sisters, then place a chadar, a sheet on that grave. Nobody saw my body, strangers, and even after my demise, nobody must. Where is the haya today? Where is the shame today? We express our love for Ahlul Bayt. But take the lessons from the Ahlul Bayt, men, women and children. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intense love for Madina Munawwara. Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, intense love. Go open Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith. Today, I come to you when I just entered, our Hafiz Qari Uwais was waiting for me, Hafizahullah. Allah reward him, our Hafiz Uwais and the entire Sufi family. So he makes my istiqbal, we embrace one another and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning to Madina Munawwara. And then the first person goes to inform the people, the Master alayhi salam is coming. For open Sunan Nasai, the nearer the master came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asra adabatahu. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak she camel, he would make it go faster and faster because of the excessive love to Medina Munawwara. Not all that, only that, my brothers. The master, alayhi salatu alayhi wa sallam, would tell them, bring my beloved children, bring my beloved grandchildren. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, they were brought outside Medina Munawwara, and the master, alayhi salatu alayhi wa sallam, is entering. One in front of the master, one behind the master, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they enter. Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahullah, from there makes istimbat and deduces, rukuba salasa ala dabba. You can have three people on one Mubarak animal, but it must not be now big size like me now. So you have small children. And this was to show the people of Medina, so much I love these grandchildren of mine. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took these beloved grandchildren. Go study Musnad Ahmad. We don't study today, brothers. So go read Musnad Ahmad. You will find Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu by heart memorizes 8 ahadith from Nana Jan, from his beloved grandfather. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu by heart and memorizes 13 ahadith from his beloved grandfather. He's sitting on a mimbar, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering a lecture, advices to Sahaba. And what did the Master alayhi salam say? Inna ibni hadha sayyidun. Looking at the Sahaba, looking at his beloved Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, that my grandson is a leader. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. La allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min al-Muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred in Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan, the 40th year after the hijrah by Abdul Rahman bin Muljim. And when the blood was gushing out and oozing out, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I take qasam of Almighty Allah, I am successful. They diced with death, they wanted martyrdom and obtained martyrdom. Thereafter, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen. We the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah believe. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu, and the 6 months of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, all that is part of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Khilafatu ba'di 30 sana, that the Khilafat, meaning Khilafat Rashida, will continue for 30 years. So it includes that 6 months. After that, what he does, Sayyidina Hassan, he's based in Iraq. He resigns. He goes to Damascus, Damascus in Syria, and then he hands over the mantle of Khilafat and rulership to who? To Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. People objected on him. He said, I remember the hadith. The Master alayhi salatu salam told when I was a very young person that I will bring about reconciliation in this ummah. So the year 41 becomes, remember, one khalifa, one ruler. Everybody put their hand in the hand of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. The year 41, right up to 60, 22nd Rajab. And then Amir Muawiyah passes away, 20 years almost. He ruled. What did the Master alayhi salam say for the two grandsons? Hadith authentic in Tirmidhi. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Now the question we have to ask ourselves, my brothers, my sisters, my esteemed listeners. Why did Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu give his life there in Karbala? So who are the people who martyred and murdered him? You should know all these type of things, my brothers. Remember that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Makkah on the day the Hajj started, and that was the year 60, the 8th of Zulhijjah. His own brother came to him, and Muhammad bin Hanafiyah and others, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, they begged him, don't go. You know Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The people, majority of Iraq, they will be traitors to you. What they did to your father, what they did to your brother, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. But taqdeer would have it. Before that, he already sent Muslim bin Aqil, rahimahullah, and 20, 30,000 people took oath of allegiance on him, and he gave a favorable report. Lo and behold, when he was traveling, then the news came that Muslim bin Aqil also has been made shaheed. He, Sayyidina Hussein, said, radiallahu anhu warda, I want to return now, because really these people are traitors. But Muslim bin Aqil's family said, no, we must carry on. So he made istikhara and he carried on. I'm just making, summarizing everything. So my brothers, when he came there, it's already Muharram. Remember, it was the day of Ashura. It was Friday, the year 61 after Hijrah. They wanted to even attack Sayyidina Hussein on the Thursday, the 9th. He said, no, give one more day. We'll speak to Almighty Allah, cry to Allah. And thereafter, on that Friday, 10th of Muharram, the year 61. You should know this much, my brothers. I'm not quoting anything from my side. I've got the papers with me, and anybody wants it, you come tonight to Avondale, we will distribute it there. Who are the people who really martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Hussein himself. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu himself. I read from you from the books of the Shias. This is their book. In their book it is written. So the words, listen carefully. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his mubarak hands in Karbala. I went to Karbala. It's Maidan-e-Tufuf in the year 2000. And even now when you go there, you will feel that there is something special there. Obviously, we don't say what the Shia say. Shia say Karbala is greater than Kaaba. That's obviously rejected by us. But you go there and you will feel inspired and motivated. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu raised his Mubarak hands and made dua against the Shia, what we call bad dua. The book's name, Al-Irshad, by Sheikh Mufid. He's a Shia scholar. And if you go on the internet, you will find it. Thereafter, Sayyidina Hussein, prior to his martyrdom, then he makes dua. Allahumma in matta'tahum ilaheen, fafarriqhum firaqa, wa la tardal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, you make them into splinter groups, and don't let the rulers ever be happy with them. Look at Iran, look at Iraq, look at Lebanon, all in front of you. I've been to all these countries with Allah's help. And there you will find all these people. That the dua of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu accepted. Therefore, on day of Ashura, go to Lebanon, go to Pakistan, go to India, go to Iran, Iraq. They will be hitting themselves and all this type of things. The bad dua of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu against them. The Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, they say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abideen. We believe in him, we accept him as Ahlul Bayt, everything. He's a survivor. He saw with his own eyes what unfolded there in the Maidan-e-Karbala. He asked them, the Shias, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهْدَ وَالْمِيثَاقِ. You put your hand in my father's hand and you took the oath of allegiance. You will stand with him. You will fight till death. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ فَخَذَلْتُمُ. You deserted my father. Tomorrow on day of justice, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. How will you face the master صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. He, حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, will be addressing you and saying, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered and martyred my grandson. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. You desecrated our lofty, exalted rank of the Ahlul Bayt. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah, you belong somewhere else. Which kitab? I give you two references. Al-Ihtijaj by Tabarasi. I used to write a lot of letters to Iran in the 80s, 90s. I used to write Abdul Qadir Husseini. They sent me the book, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin, Mu'assasatul Balagh. This incident I quoted now is mentioned in their book, the book from Iran which they sent me. So they're admitting and confessing that this is the crime they committed. Another eyewitness, I told you Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, I told you the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, come to the beloved daughter, we speak about the family, have love for Almighty Allah, have love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have love for Ahlul Bayt, have love for all the Sahaba and Awliyaullah. So my brothers, Fatima al-Kubra is Sayyida Fatima, the lovely, the beloved, the Pyari, Sahibzadi, the most beloved child and daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's Fatima Kubra, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Halil Jannah, authentic hadith. The leader of the women in Jannah, Fatima al-Sughra, the younger Fatima, she is the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Eyewitness to what unfolded in Karbala. She addressed them and she said, you Shia, tabbal lakum wa la'natullah alaykum. May Almighty Allah decimate and destroy you. May Almighty Allah's curse be on you. Qataltum abi al-yawm kama qataltum jaddi bil ams. I'm not quoting from my side, I'm giving you the references. She told them, today you martyred my father Sayyidina Hussein. How in the yesteryear that you martyred my grandfather Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. These same people, they in Karbala, what did they address? What did they tell Fatima al-Sughra rahimahullah? They told her, in poetry they were so proud about their crime. They read poetry. قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِهِ. Yes, we murdered and martyred Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِهِ. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. This is mentioned in Ihtijaj by Tabarasi, all Shia books. So brothers, you must learn to sift out what is the truth. One person came, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, one person came from Iraq. He's in Ihram performing Hajj. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is there. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Abdullah. Do we know who's Abdullah ibn Umar? Abdullah ibn Umar performed 60 hajjah. أَعْتَقَ أَلْفَ أَبْدٍ وَأَتَمَرَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ. 60 hajj he performed. He liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. He performed umrah 1,000 times. He's in Makkah. He's buried in Makkah, not in the graveyard. That outside there, alhamdulillah, we went to his grave Mubarak as well. So the person from Iraq came, Ya Abdullah ibn Umar, you are Sahabi Jalil, you are the great, illustrious Sahabi of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companion. Whilst in Ihram, I killed the fly. Qataltu Zubab. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar called the people. See this Iraqi. Today he's asking me about he's in ihram and he killed the fly. وَقَدْ قَتَلُوا سِبْتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. But when they martyred the beloved grandson of the Master صلى الله عليه وسلم, then they never ever consulted with us. So understand who are the criminals, who are putting on the crocodile tears. Don't get carried away with propaganda. You should always understand what we stand for. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And remember, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah means that Quran Sharif is our constitution. Sunnah Mubarakah is the elaboration, explanation of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we love the Master the most in the entire universe and creation. And then the beloved Ahlul Bayt, all of you parents, I'll conclude with this hadith. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, allimu awladakum thalatha khilal o khisal. Teach your children three things, O people. Teach your children, grandchildren, hubbin nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how to love the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Myself, when I was a very young boy, and we used to be kalfut, without, you know, in Afrikaans, you say befit. She used to tell us stories of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Ahlul Bayt, of Sahaba. We all used to end up crying.
faith. She instilled in us that love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa hubbi ahli al-bayt, and instill in your children the love of the family of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa hubbi tilawatil Quran, and instill within your children and yourself the love for reading and understanding the noble Quran. May Almighty Allah jalla wa ala grant us, Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulik sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa hubba ahli al-bayt wa hubba ashabi nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah grant us His love, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.